Another area that often comes up in conversation is dress code. Do we dress to impress or do we dress to be comfortable? As far as dress code is concerned, I personally think it's important to get it right. It's often said by marketeers that you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So dressing correctly, I think, properly reflects our profession and it reflects on us personally. Nearly all the AAT members I meet dress appropriately, and in discussion I think there's a general view that that means a suit for men and for girls something sober but smart, especially when it comes to first meetings with clients. Now obviously if you work from home, dress code can be more relaxed, but for meetings and indeed first client meetings, even at home, I think demands something more than a t-shirt and jeans. Now, that leads me on to client visits at their houses. And again, I think that, you know, reasonably good dressing is needed. It upholds the professional crisp image that you are trying to deliver. Now, we'll talk about meetings and managing meetings in just a moment, but there's something else too. I mean, quite a lot of people, me included, drive slightly older cars, and that's not just a plug for my Land Rover, but just occasionally, I've sort of parked around the corner and walked the last 50 yards so that people don't look at my Land Rover and think, oh my life, if he drives that old heap, he must be rubbish. So I think having a car that, again, reflects what you're trying to do is appropriate. I had a wonderful conversation with a past president of the ATT, in many ways your sister organisation, and he said he had three cars to visit clients. He had a Range Rover, which he visited his sort of upper market clients. He had a sort of a mid-range Mondeo, and he had a slightly old clapped-out car that he used to visit some of his less well-off clients, because he just said that, and I think it's a fair point, that they felt comfortable with him not being over-carred, as it were. I don't think that it comes across well when you turn up in an incredibly swish Mercedes to do somebody's fairly straightforward set of accounts, say a labour-only subby, because it may give them the impression that your fees are too high and they'll start to resent you right from the beginning. So I think cars, appearance generally, it's all part of that sober but professional image that I personally think's rather important.